NBA on NBC. The 1998.
What is
NBA
up, everybody?
Finals.
This is Jim Mylock, and you're listening to Pod of Fame, the podcast where we break down the careers of former athletes and decide whether or not they should get a call to the Hall. It is Friday, which means it is Hall of Fame Market Watch, the segment where we talk about one player's Hall of Fame stock we are buying and one player's Hall of Fame stock we are selling. We are talking baseball today. We are talking about two shortstops today. But let's start with whose stock we are buying. And this player we are buying, we are buying as much stock as we can physically purchase at the moment. You know, taking out loans, loan sharks, give us the money. We want to buy this stock. That's the stock of Kansas City Royals shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. This should be no surprise to anyone. But yesterday he put on, and by yesterday I mean today as I'm recording, but on Thursday of this week, he put an absolute show against the Houston Astros. So the Royals crushed the Astros. Bobby Witt Jr. put up a performance that's only been replicated by two other shortstops in Major League Baseball history. He had four runs, four hits, two home runs, five RBIs, and a stolen base. Again, four runs, four hits, two home runs, five RBIs, one stolen base. There have only been two shortstops in history, Hanley Ramirez in 2014 and Craig Wilson in 1998, that have accomplished at least all of those numbers across the board. And this should not surprise us, but Bobby Witt Jr. is one of the, I would say, best young talents in the league. This season, you know, through 13 games, he's batting .358 with a .414 on base percentage and a 1.169 OPS. He's already recorded a 1.1 WAR, and he's just an extra base machine. He has five doubles on the year, two triples, eight RBIs, four home runs. He's got speed. He's got three stolen bases already. And then again, if we look at what he did last year as a 23-year-old, you know, second-year player, he led the AL in triples last year. He had 49 steals, 30 home runs, 96 RBIs. So he's a 30-30 club, or really 30-40 club guy in his second year in the league. And he finished seventh in MVP voting last year in the AL. He is, you know, on a tear already this year. And if you want to put money on an MVP candidate in the AL, I don't think Bobby Witt Jr. is a bad person to put money on. He is only 24 years old. And again, already, if we already look at his career, what he's done so far in his career, right? He had that season last year with 30 home runs, 96 RBIs, 49 stolen bases. If I look at other shortstops who are now getting older, but were like this core group of shortstops who came in the league, they're like, all these guys are great. You think of someone like Francisco Lindor, right? Francisco Lindor never stole over 31 bases. For some reason, I thought he had stolen more during his career. No, he has never stolen over 31 bases in his career. He's never had more than five triples. So again, Witt had 11 triples last year. He had 49 steals last year. He's putting up these kind of speed numbers, triples, stolen bases that Lindor never did. Carlos Correa, a shortstop, when he came on the scene, looked like a no-doubt Hall of Famer. Correa's never hit 30 home runs in a year before. He's never stole over 14 bases. His career high in RBIs is 96, which Bobby Witt had last year. He's never even hit more than three triples in a year. So Carlos Correa, this guy, again, burst on the scene, great Astro, all-star type shortstop, never hit 30 home runs, which Bobby Witt Jr. has already done. Not a base stealer. His career high in RBIs, Bobby Witt got in his second year in the pros. Not a triples guy. Javier Baez, again, a lot of these numbers we're talking about with Bobby Witt Jr., Baez never completed. Corey Seager, right? Corey Seager, one of the best shortstops in the game today. He didn't hit over 30 home runs until his age 28, 29 season. His career in RBIs is still 96, which again, Bobby Witt Jr., 96 seems to be a big thing here. That's Bobby Witt Jr., what he did last year. He doesn't steal bases. Xander Bogaerts never really had numbers like this. Bobby Witt Jr. turns 24 in June of this year. He's 23 right now still. Again, this season's early, but the guy is an extra base hits machine. He's going to do a little of everything. He's a menace on the base paths. And best of all, he plays shortstop, right? The most fun defensive position out there. So I could not buy more stock right now. Bobby Witt Jr. is building off a sophomore campaign where he was seventh in MVP voting and looking to put together a better campaign. Like, if I look at him as a player, right, the power is there, the extra base hits are there. The batting average, he batted 276 last year, 254 his rookie season. This year, obviously, his average is much higher. He's at 358, but we're only through 13 games. The average is the 1 point, like, average and on base percentage. He's only walked four times this year. Those are the two areas where we want to see improvement. And so far this year, again, he's over 400 on base, 358 batting. That's there. If that can hold and everything else stays the same, the power, the stolen bases. I mean, Bobby Witt Jr. looks like a perennial MVP candidate year after year for a pretty fun Royals team right now who has won seven games in a row. They haven't lost since April 3rd. So they're on a tear. Bobby Witt Jr. is the main guy on this team, and they're fun to watch right now. And again, they're winning. Bobby Witt Jr. is this just, I guess, one of the most exciting players Kansas City's had since, I don't want to, this is such hyperbole, but like, it's George Brett. Like that's the kind of batting offensive talent I see in this kid. And that is so unfair to say out loud, but it's true. That's when I'm seeing the extra base hits, the power, the speed. If he gets the batting average is not a George Brett type batting average, on base is not George Brett type batting average, but he's young and he can still develop. So that's very high expectations to set, but that's what Bobby Witt Jr. is putting out right now. And I can't help but get excited for Kansas City Royal fans, because even though they've had really good teams, you know, in the 21st century, you went to back-to-back World Series, won a World Series. That was a collective with a lot of good players. Bobby Witt Jr. is a superstar. And again, Perez has been great for you all. Great catcher, possible Hall of Fame can down the road, but this is a MVP kind of guy, and he's off to a great year. So Bobby Witt Jr. could not buy any more stock right now. Buy it now because it's only going to go higher. Obviously, the kid's in his third season. He has so much work to do before we even start talking Hall of Fame, but start buying it now. I mean, there's not too many 23-year-olds in the past 20, 30 years that get over 300 total bases in a season, which he did last year, and looks like he'll probably do something similar this year. Buy Bobby Witt Jr. stock. All right, that is whose stock we are buying. Now let's talk about a shortstop whose stock we are selling. So this is sad to talk about, but there's nothing left I can do here. I've been holding on to this stock for too many years. My advisors have been telling me to sell it. A random fan man on the street would tell me to sell this. This is not rocket science. I am selling off finally the last of my Javi Baez stock. There's no turning this around here. Javi Baez is not going to find himself in the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown when his career is over. And that really sucks for me to say, because Javi Baez was, still is, I guess, one of the most fun players I've ever watched in the MLB. Some of the things he would do on a baseball field, his base running, his defense, it was, you know, Sports Center. I mean, it was meant for Sports Center. It was meant for YouTube. It's meant for highlight clips. But he is not the player he was when he was in Chicago. And honestly, since he got to the Detroit Tigers, he has been an absolute shell of himself. So just talking about this last week, since last Friday, he's playing four games for the Tigers at shortstop. He has had one hit and in five strikeouts. So far through nine games this season, he has scored one run. He has five hits, all singles. Two RBIs. He's batting 152 with a 171 on-base percentage. a 323 OPS, and a negative 5 OPS plus. You heard me correct. That is a negative 5 OPS plus. And this is just what he's kind of been doing. He's been on a, you know, kind of a downslide since he left Chicago, and it's just getting worse and worse. And it's getting to the point of, I don't know how, like, Detroit is paying him a ton of money, but I don't know if they can keep putting him on the field. I mean, in 2022 with Detroit, he batted .238 with a .278 on-base percentage, a 91 OPS plus. Last year, he batted .222 with a .267 on-base percentage and a 62 OPS plus. Now we're talking about negative OPS pluses. He'll bring that up. I know he will. But he is just continuously decreasing year after year after year. And it's hard once you're in that spiral to get out of it. Now, Javi's only 31 years old. And he's going to be paid, you know, almost $100 million over the next several years with Detroit still. So he's probably going to play on the field. I mean, you're paying him that much, you got to pay him. But his years of making all-star teams, of being, you know, an MVP candidate, those are long gone. You know, for his career, he's a two-time all-star. He won a championship with my Cubs in 2016. He was National League Championship Series MVP that year, won a gold glove, and was runner-up for MVP in 2018. That's not that long ago. 2018, he was NL MVP runner-up. He led the league in RBIs that year as a shortstop. Again, he was traded from my Cubs in 2021, and since then, he's just been atrocious. And it's not just batting either. Like, Javi Baez, when he came to the Cubs, even when he couldn't hit that well early in his career, the thing about him was he was this star defensive player. You could put him anywhere in the infield, and he was just a superstar, a web gem, automatic web gem kind of guy. Looking at his defense, though, it's coming down just like the offense. He led the NL in errors in 2021. He led the AL in errors in 2022 at 26 errors at shortstop. He led the AL in errors last year in 2023 with 19. He has led his league in errors the last three seasons. This is a guy who in 2019, again, not that long ago, led the NL in defensive war with 3.8 defensive war. He had 32 fielding runs in that year. Since 2021, he has a total of 5 fielding runs. His defense is shot. His offense is shot. It sucks, but there's no coming back from this, I think. I don't think Javi comes back from this, unfortunately. It's super sad. One of my favorite players while he was on the Cubs. He will always hold a special place in Chicago's heart. But I'm sure Detroit Tiger fans can't wait to see him go, even though he's under contract for several more years, as I said, making a lot of money. But Javi Baez is just not Javi Baez anymore. Not the Javi Baez that we fell in love with here in Chicago and the Javi Baez that graced, you know, highlight clip after highlight clip. He is in a spiral. Can he come out of it? I hope so. But I am selling off the rest of my stock and it's not worth much today, but I just don't see any possible scenario where Baez turns this around and ends up in Cooperstown. There's just no chance. Again, only 1,054 hits at this point, 175 home runs. His career OPS plus is at 97 and he has a career 26.1 war. So again, selling off the rest of my Javi Baez stock. That is all we have for you today. Again, always ending on this sad note of these players I love that are falling off, but that is all we have for you today on Hall of Fame Market Watch. We will be back with you with an episode on Monday, a baseball episode. Spoiler alert, it's Paul O'Neill, so a fun one for you coming up on Monday. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday. Take care.